Shalom, this is Billy Brim in the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and we've been talking about hearing God. I heard God just yesterday morning as I'm making this broadcast, and he said to me, read Psalm 73. Well, I went and got my Tehillim. That's the art scrolls. I like to read them in the... It's got the English on one side and the Hebrew on the other, and it's so blessed to look at the Hebrew words, what they are. And I'm really not fluent enough just to read a Hebrew Bible. I'm just not fluent enough, but the Hebrew of the Bible is not the street Hebrew. It's not the one that you speak on the street every day. But you can see it, and it's kind of like King James English with our English, you know. It's not that different, but it is different. So anyway, I use this art scrolls, Tehillim, and I turn to Psalm 73, and I start reading it. The Lord told me to read it, and it just starts off bad. You know, it starts off kind of good, and then it moves to bad. A song of Asaph, truly God is good to Israel, to the pure of heart. Now here it starts getting bad. But as for me, my feet were nearly turned astray. Like nothing, my steps would have been washed aside. For I envied the madmen when I saw the peace of the wicked. Because there are no fetters to their death and their vitality is sound. In other words, this writer here saw the wicked prospering and seemed to be in health and seemed to be their strength sound. In the toil of frail humans, they are nowhere. They don't have to work hard for what they've got. And with mankind, they are not plagued. Therefore, their necklace is pride. In wrapping their body in their own violence, they bulge from corpulence, are their eyes. They went beyond the fantasies of the heart. In other words, they got beyond even what a heart could desire. They consume and speak of foul oppression. Out of haughtiness they speak. They direct their mouth against heaven, and their tongue struts on the earth. Therefore, he turns his people here, and abundant waters seem drained by them. And they say, how does God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High? See, they don't even believe in God. He notices them. Behold, these are the wicked, always at ease. They accumulate wealth. Surely in vain have I kept my heart pure. In other words, I've been trying to keep my heart pure, this Asaph, the writer here. But it's in vain. Look at them. They're the ones that are doing well. I've washed my hands in cleanliness, for I was plagued all day long and chastised every morning. And when I reflected to understand this, it was iniquity in my eyes until, and this is verse 17 in the art scrolls, but it's probably 16 in your Bible, until I entered into the sanctuaries of God. I couldn't understand all this. Look out there, folks, how dark it is, how black it is. Look at how the evil men are prospering in this earth. It's iniquity in my eyes until I enter into the sanctuaries of God. And that's what we've been talking about. Entering to the Holy of Holies with Him. It's only in that Holy of Holies, that sanctuary, God's sanctuary. You know how Psalm 91 says, you dwell in the shadow. You dwell in the secret place of the Most High. It's only when I go there that I understand. And he said, then I understand their end. They're on slippery places. They're going to be thrown down to darkness. They're going to turn desolate in an instant. And when God told me, and it says here, they come to an end and they are consumed through terrors, like a dream with no awakening. Will my Lord render their appearance odious? And I thought, as I was reading this, I thought, he's talking about the wicked. And the Lord said to me, there's a very wicked man that's going to implode. He's going to like blow up in the very near future. And right now it seems like everything that man does prospers, but he's going to disintegrate. And he told me who he was. And he said, now this is be a sign to you that I told you to read Psalm 73. I'm not going to tell you who that man is, But I'll know when he implodes. But now here's the righteous person. See, this is a picture. Psalm 73 is a picture of today. It's a picture of the wicked out there, blaspheme God, speak against heaven, look like they're prospering. But here's the picture of the righteous, right at the end times, right at the last days, right now. Verse 23, but I, this is the righteous one, am always with you, God. In other words, I practice the presence. I keep my mind on you. That's one reason why I was talking yesterday about we have to watch it and make sure that we're not always doing something else so that we don't have our minds on the Lord, to hear him. This one writes, but I am always with you, God. That's practicing the presence always. Their note on that says, this idea is similar to Psalm 16:8. I have set the Lord before me always, which signifies I am aware of his presence at all times, and I do not take my mind off him for a moment. There's a scripture that says, I will keep him in perfect peace. And it's speaking of judgment times. I will keep him in shalom, shalom, whose mind is stayed on me. So that's why I'm really concerned about what we do with our minds. And then it says, I am always with you. Back to the psalm. You grasp on my right hand. You grasp my right hand. You got me by the hand. Verse 24, with your counsel, you will guide me. He's got the divine counsel on my life and your life. And with his counsel, he will guide me. And afterwards, you will receive me into glory. After this life is over, he's guided me. My mind's been on him. Then when it's time for me to go, or else in the rapture, he will receive me into glory. It goes on to say, there's no one for me in heaven or earth except you. Verse 26, my flesh and my heart, actually it says my heart, in the King James they say my heart fails, but actually it says my heart goes out. It means my heart goes out to you. And they've translated it here, my heart yearns for you. You're the rock of my heart. You're the strength of my heart. I am not weak like other men in these days, not knowing what to do, because there is a strength in me. God is my rock forever. And listen to this line. This is from Psalm 73. My portion is God forever. The Bible says that we inherit God. The Bible says God's portion is his people. He inherits us, but we inherit God. My portion is God forever. And then it says here, those who are far from you, God, shall perish. You cut down all who stray from you. Now listen to this. This is so beautiful. And remember, God is giving me this one morning. And as he's giving this to me, he's speaking to me about it. Verse 28, but as for me, God's closeness is my goodness. What does that mean? God's closeness, as close as I can walk to God. If I practice the presence, then I know his goodness. Remember how he said to Moses said, let me see your glory. And the Lord said, all right. You get over there in that cleft of the rock. I'll put my hand over you and I'll pass by. And it says, Moses asked to see God's glory. And then it says, God's goodness passed by. God's goodness, God's glory. In God's presence, there is goodness. Now, this writer of the Psalms is saying, as for me, God's closeness is my goodness. I can, as close as I can walk to God, I'm going to be walking in the goodness of God. If I can keep my mind on him all the day, I'm going to be walking in his goodness. Not only that, another side of this, another side of the mountain that you walk up is, if I'm close to God, I'm going to be good. If I'm close to God, really walking close and walking in God's presence, Wigglesworth said, there's a place in God Satan cannot come. I'm not even tempted to be bad. I'm not even tempted to yield to something that Satan tempts me with. God's closeness is my goodness. You having trouble with, I don't know, some temptation, lust, I don't know, whatever, tempt you to do whatever. If you walk close to God, that temptation can't even come to you. Back to Psalm 73. I have put my refuge in my Lord, Jehovah. He's my refuge. He's my safe place in all this madness that's going on. Remember how this psalm talks about the wicked out there and all that wickedness and all those things that are going on? I'm hidden. I'm in the secret place of the Most High. God is my refuge. Now, oh, this last line, did God ever talk to me about? So that I may relate all of your mission. In other words, I'm going to live close to God. I'm going to practice his presence. I'm going to live in your refuge. And the purpose of it is that I may relate all of your mission. The King James says all your works. But that word mission, you know what that word mission is? It's the word that literally is angel or messenger. The same Hebrew word for angel is messenger. And this is from the note in my Art Scrolls Bible. Literally, the last word here that's translated mission here and works in King James, the word means angel or messenger. An angel or a messenger is charged with transmitting God's wishes. Similarly, the psalmist perceives in his heart a flash of divine inspiration which contains a message for mankind. He communicates this faithfully to his audience. The psalmist has no greater desire than to continue to discharge this duty. All right, I'm living close to God. I'm practicing his presence so that I may relate God's message to mankind, God's works to mankind. Church, we have to relate God's message to mankind. That's God's mission. All the things he wants done in this earth, he's given to us to transmit. And these are the ways that we can do so. We must transmit his message. The earth is looking for the manifested sons of God. Oh, well, we've come to Friday again. And time to say shalom. Indeed, it's time to say Shabbat shalom. Find a good church to go to where the word is preached, truth is preached, and enter into God's rest. Shalom.